Act 4, Scene 5. The end of Act 3 brought the death of Polonius, which has been the basis in the scenes that have followed. Gertrude has now informed Claudius of Hamlet's actions, who now disposes of Polonius' body in Elsinore, where Rosencrantz and Guildenstern appear, questioning Hamlet what he has done to the body. Hamlet then returns to the castle with them, where he finally admits the location of Polonius' body. Claudius is now planning to send Hamlet to England with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern, in which they carry orders from Claudius to have Hamlet be put to death by the people in England. On their way there, Hamlet and his companions encounter Prince Fortinbras on his way to attack Pollen to gain a small patch of land. After conversing, Hamlet captures how humans bring large conflicts to gain something so insignificant, where he relates it back to his problem, declaring that from now on his thoughts will be bloody. Now, back in Denmark, Ophelia seems to be affected by her father's death, as she is also behaving strangely. The castle is suddenly stormed by Laertes, who has returned from France, stricken with rage and with the desire to avenge his father's death.
I will not speak with her.
She is importunate, indeed distraught. Her mood will needs be pitied.
What would she have?
She speaks much of her father, says she hears there's tricks eye the world, and hems and beats her heart, spurns enviously at straws, speaks things in doubt that carry but half sense. Her speech is nothing, yet the unshaped use of it doth move the hearers to collection. They aim at it and botch the words up fit to their own thoughts, which, as her winks and nods and gestures yield them, indeed would make one think there might be thought, though nothing sure, yet much unhappily.
'Twere good she were spoken with, for she may shrew dangerous conjectures in ill-breeding minds.
Let her come in. To sick my soul as sin's true nature is, each toy seems prologue to some great amiss. So full of artless jealousy is guilt, it spills itself when fearing to be split.
Where is the beauteous majesty of Denmark?
How now, Ophelia?
How should I, your true love, know? From another one, by his cockle hat and staff, and his sandal shoe.
Alas, sweet lady, what imports this song?
Say you. Nay, pray you, mark. He is dead and gone, lady, he is dead and gone. At his head a grass-green turf, and at his heels a stone. Oh, oh!
Nay, but Ophelia.
Pray you, mark! White his shroud and the mountain snow.
Oh, alas, look here, my lord.
Larded with sweet flowers, which be wept to the grave did go, with true love showers.
How do you, pretty lady?
Well, God helped you. They say the owl was baker's daughter. Lord, we know what we are, but know not what we may be. God be at your table.
Conceit upon her father.
Pray you, let's have no word of this. But when they ask you what it means, say you this. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning betime, and I, the maid, at your window to be your valentine. Then up he rose and doffed his clothes and dumped the chamber door. Let in the maid that out the maid never depart more.
Pretty Ophelia.
Indeed, without an oath, I'd make an end on't. By Gis and by St. Clarity, alack and fee for shame. Young men will do it if they come to it, by cock they are to blame. Quoth she, before you tumble me, you promised we to wed. He answers, so I would have done. By yonder sun and thou hast not come to my bed.
How long hath she been this?
I hope all would be well. We must be patient. But I cannot choose but weep. To think they shall lay him in the cold ground. My brother shall know of it. And so I thank you, your good counsel. Come, my coach. Good night, ladies. Good night, sweet ladies. Good night. Good night.
Follow her close. Give her good watch, I pray you. Oh, this poison of deep grief. It springs all from her father's death. Oh, Gertrude, Gertrude, when sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. First, her father slain. Next, your son gone, and he most violent author of his own just removed. The people muddied, thick and unwholesome in their thoughts and whispers, for good Polonius' death, and we have done but greenly in hugger-mugger to intern him. Poor Ophelia, dividend from herself and her fair judgment, without the which we are pictures or mere beasts. Last, and as much containing as all of these, her brother is in secret come from France, feeds on his wonder, keeps himself in the clouds, and wants not buzzards to infect his ear with pestilent speeches of his father's death, where in necessity of matter beggared will nothing stick our person to arraign, an ear and ear. Oh, my dear Gertrude, this like to a murdering peace in many places gives me superfluous death.
Alack, what noise is this?
Where are my Switzers? Let them guard the door.
Save yourself, my lord. The ocean overpeering of his list eats not the flats with more impetuous haste than young Laertes in a riotous head. Overbears your officers, the rabble call him lord, and as the world were now but to begin, antiquity forgot, custom not known, the ratifiers and props of every word, they cry, choose we, Laertes shall be king. Caps, hands, and tongues applaud in the clouds, Laertes shall be king, Laertes king.
How cheerfully in the false trail they cry. Oh, this is counter, you false Danish dogs.
The doors are broke.
Where is this king? Sirs, stand ye all without. I pray you, give me leave. Thank you. Keep the door.
Calmly, good Laertes.
That drop of blood that's calm proclaims me bastard. Cries good cold to my father, brands the harlot, even here between the chaste unmitched brow of my true mother.
What is the cause, Laertes, that thy rebellion looks so giant-like? Let him go, Gertrude. Do not fear our person. There's such divinity doth hedge a king that treason can but peep to what it would. Acts little of his will. Tell me, Laertes, why thou art thus incensed. Let him go, Gertrude. Speak, man.
Where is my father?
Dead.
But not by him.
Let him demand his fill.
How come he dead? I will not be judged with. To hell with the legions. Vows to the blackest devil. Conscience and grace to the proudest pit. I dare damnation. To this point I stand. At both worlds I give negligence. Come what comes. Only I'll be revenged most thoroughly for my father.
Who shall stay you?
My will. Not at all the world. For my means I will husband them so well. They shall go far with little.
Good Laertes, if you desire to know the certainty of your dear father's death, is it writ in your revenge that, sweepstake, you will draw both friend and foe, winner and loser?
None but his enemies.
Will you know them then?
To his good friends, thus wide I'll open my arms, and, like this kind of life-rendering pelican, replace them with my blood.
Aye, now you speak like a good child and a true gentleman. That I am guiltless of your father's death, and am most sensibly in grief for it. It shall as level to your judgment pierce as day does to your eye.
How now? What noise is that? Oh, heat, dry up my brains. Tears, seven tons of salt, burn out these sense of virtue of mine eye. By heaven, thy madness shall be paid with weight till our scale turn the beam. Oh, Rose, dear maid, kind sister, sweet Ophelia. Oh, heaven, is possible a young maid's wits should be as mortal as an old man's life? Nature is in fine love, and where it's fine, it sends more precious instances of itself after the thing it loves.
They bore him barefaced on the bier. Hey, nonny, nonny, hey, nonny. In nonny's grave rained many a tear. Bear you well, my dove.
Hast thou thy wits and dispersuade revenge? He cannot move thus.
You must sing a down, a down, a down, a down. And you call him a down, a down. Oh, how the wheel becomes it. It is a false steward that stole his master's daughter.
this nothing more than the matter.
There's Rosemary. That's for remembrance. Pray you, love, remember. And there's pansies. That's for thoughts.
A document in matter, thoughts and remembrances fitted.
There's fennel for you, and columbines. There's rue for you, and here's some for me. We may call it an herb of grace. Oh, Sundays. Oh, you must wear your rue with a difference. There's a daisy. I would give you some violets, but they all withered when my father died. They say they make a good end, for Bonnie sweet Robin is all of my joy.
And afflictions, passion, hell itself she turns to favor and to prettiness.
Will not come again, and will not come again. No, no, he is dead. Go to thy deathbed. He never will come again. His beard was as white as snow. All flaxen was his poll. He is gone, he is gone. And we cast away moan. God have mercy on his soul. And of all Christian souls, I pray God, God will be with you.
Do you see this? Oh God!
Laertes, I must commune with your grief, or you deny me right. Go but apart, make choice of whom your wisest friends you will, and they shall here judge twixt you and me. If by direct or collateral hand they'd find us touched, we will our kingdom give, our crown, our life, and all we call ours, to you in satisfaction, but if not, be you content to lend your patience to us, and we shall jointly labor with your soul to give it due content.
Let this be so. His means of death, his obscure funeral, cry to be heard as twelfth from heaven to earth that I must call in question.
So you shall.